Yuma Perak Zayin Mishnah. Kohen Gadol Mishamash Bishmona Kalim. Kohen Gadol wears 8 Kalim, 8 types of garments. Vahed Yot Ba'arba. And a regular Kohen wears 4. So we're first going to speak about the 4 that the regular Kohen wears. Biksones, which is a tunic or a shirt. Umichnasayim, pants. Umitznefes, a turban. Va'avnate, and a belt, a sash. Most of all of Kohen Gadol. Choshen. So Kohen Gadol adds to this the Choshen, which is the breastplate, where all the precious stones are put onto. Ve'efod. So a big machloik is what an ephod is. Rashi, Shita, Pashtus, it's a type of cape that has shoulder straps and also like a higher belt on it. Umi'il, and the robe. Vitzitz, and also the golden headplate that he wore on top of the turban. Be'elun nishalon be'urim v'tumim. And when they would ask from the urim v'tumim, the Kohen Gadol, I'm not sure if it dafka has to be a Kohen Gadol, Mikol Makom, the Rambam says that it has to be a Kohen that has nevuah. And this Kohen would need to wear the Big Day Kohuna when they would ask the Urim V'tumim. Now, how did they ask the Urim V'tumim? The Rab brings this down, the Rambam here too. This Kohen Gadol would be facing the Aron. L'chara, he'd be in the Heichol, but facing the Aron. And then the person asking would be behind him, facing his back. And he would not ask very loud the question that he wants an answer to. And he also wouldn't just think in his mind and have the person answer him as well. Rather, he would do it in a softer voice, and then there was the Ruach HaKodesh that would envelop the Kohen, and he would look down towards his own Choshen, and he would see the letters sticking out, or sparkling, and he would understand the configuration of the letters to answer the question, whether it should be done or it should not be done. Because every letter of the Aleph Beis was written on the Choshen. The Choshen had the names of the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, besides for the 12 Shvatim. There were 12 stones, and I believe on the first stone they had Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and then Reuven, and then on all the other stones, all the other Shifteka. So you had all the letters to answer the question. Ve'ein nishalon elo lamelech ulebeistin ulemisha tzibur tzarech bo. And they would only answer for a king, or the Beis Din, Sanhedrin, or somebody that the Tzibur needs, like Meshuach Melchama. Somebody that's an important question for the whole Tzibur needs to be answered. This is the only time the Urim V'Tumim were utilized.